Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's King B, the Sexy Ninja, and the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe. And this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about Monday Night Raw, March 25th, 2024. Michael Cole, Pat McAfee on commentary, and we're in Chicago. Oh, man, Punk has arrived. Showed him in the parking lot, but man, I'm telling you, I haven't had a Raw that hit me in the balls this hard. Because we started off with Cody Rhodes. He's cutting a great promo and using big words where I have to pull the dictionary out and be like, oh, okay, that's what he means. But there's this really great moment where he says, hey, I'm going to ask something of y'all. I need y'all to be with me at WrestleMania. And this is for us. And he goes, I want everyone here to point at the sign. And he and just points at the sign with everybody. Then out of nowhere, I mean, I got goosebumps. Everything, every little hair on my fiber being down to my butthole just went whoosh. Ah, The Rock, who wasn't even like supposed to be here tonight. He's supposed to be here next week for WrestleMania Raw. Going into the final week into WrestleMania. I mean, I did not see this coming. And WWE has been on fire lately. This place is sold out. This place is rocking. The stage, I think they changed because they added more seats into the building. So because of CM Punk and stuff like that. So, and just imagine being there and be like, oh, this is great. Cody's pointing at the sign. We're all pointing at the sign. Well, holy shit, the final boss is here. And pure cryptic fashion, he puts up his hands. He's like, hey, I ain't gonna do nothing. Puts his hands behind his back. Whispers something. I think the first word was tonight, blah, 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 blah. I've been trying to see what he's been saying, but we see what happens. But The Rock just does that and leaves. Biggest boos, Rocky sucks chants. I mean, oh. And Cody, like when The Rock whispered to Cody, Cody took a step back. He's like, what? And then I was like, what's going on? Like, they just stood there and that whole building was like, this is awesome. Holy shit, you know. And it was, it like I said, everything, I was on like on edge. I was like, what is going on? Oh my gosh. And I was like, and then The Rock finally leaves. Then we go to the back with Jackie. She goes to The Rock and says, hey, what did you say to Cody? And he just looks at her and just says, ask Cody. And he walks off and it's like, oh man, all right. We're starting off this show hot. The Judgment Day's backstage. And they're trying to tell, they tell JD and Dom, like, you guys need to get a win. Because JD has our first match of the night, Ricochet versus JD McDonagh, and Dirty Dom's on the side. But I like the Judgment Day saying, like, hey, man, you guys are kind of like the losers of the group. You guys need to get a win. And JD's like, oh, we got Ricochet's number. And Mommy's like, you better. God. And, you know, and I like the fact that they address that inside the group. They're like, hey, guys. You guys are kind of the weak link here. Go get a W for the Judgment Day. Go. Do they? No, Ricochet. But you talk about a banger. You talk about an opening banger, and then you get Ricochet versus JD McDonagh, and this is the first match of the night, and this is the first hour. The first fucking hour of the show. Cody, Rock, Ricochet, and JD McDonagh in a hell of a match. Ricochet getting the win. I know JD McDonagh and Dirty Dom are going to get some shit from this, but man, one hot hour of Monday Night Raw, and I'm just like, oh, I'm so sweaty. I'm so sweaty. Then they're like, Jey Uso arrives. I'm like, that's cool. Then they're like, CM Punk is next. I'm like, what? Overload. Punk comes out, cuts up some great promos, great stuff, and talking about everyone that's been talking about him. Even bringing up that awesome line that The Rock's arms are too short to box with God. You know, I was like, oh. Then here comes Drew, and it gets even spicier between these two. And CM Punk's like, hey, I'm not here to wrestle, but I'm here to whoop your ass, you know. I was like, oh, my gosh. And Drew is playing it so well. He's, you know, my favorite part is when he sits on the table. He's like, don't get that camera up my kilt, you pervert. Drew's on fire. Oh, my gosh. And, like, it just, it's just one of those things where when Drew comes out, I love that Punk was like, turn off his stupid song. Nobody's here to hear that stupid song. And you're like, how can this get even spicier? Seth Rollins comes out, and I'm just like, oh, God, this is amazing. This is probably one of the, and Punk called him dipshits. Drew McIntyre's like, PG, brother. Oh, man. And finally placing CM Punk where he's going to be for WrestleMania, and he's going to be on commentary for Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. And Punk says, I'm going to do something that's never been done in a while and make you dipshits like top-level stars. And I don't know. He said something awesome. Like, it was a lot to take in on this moment here. Like, you started off so strong. You just like, here we go. We're going to keep rolling. We're going to keep rolling. I looked at my wife. I was like, we still got like an hour and a half of the show to go. Where do we go from here? That's like the PG, brother. But Punk will be on commentary for WrestleMania. We got a Shinsuke Nakamura promo. He has a big main event with Jey Uso coming up. And announced for WrestleMania, Meek Mill. I'm like, oh, they had this little promo. I was like, oh, in Philly? Okay, I'm down. That's the shit. I do like Meek Mill. Oh, God. And then I got a great Snickers commercial with the New Day. Then we go into our second match of the night. Very short. Ivy Nile versus Candice LeRae. Candice is she's going bad, and Indy Hartwell does not like it. But Candice LeRae got the win over Ivy, you know, trying to defend her friend Maxine. And I think with everything that happened in that first hour and a half of the show, a lot of things had to get moved along a little bit quicker. And these two didn't really have a match. It was just a quick squash, basically. I saw some complaints on that. But I understand, and I do want the women to get their shine here. But I think that with what happened with everything in that first hour and a half, I think it was overlooked and being like, oh shit, now we got a whole hour and a half of the show to go. We still got more show to go. But Drew McIntyre, he's pissed off, you know, as always. But as the New Day, DIY with Miz and Truth are backstage, if you look in the background, Drew is talking to Paul Heyman. And that's like, oh shit, what are they talking about? You know, is he gonna ask help from the Bloodline? You know, to help him with the situation now that he knows that Punk's going to be there. And I love the fact, too, they tease CM Punk being a referee. And Seth, like, oh, yeah, his arm. That's his arm. And he counted with the other arm, 1, 2, 3. And he's like, to be honest, man, with you dipshits, I don't think I can be truthful in this. I was just like, but Drew's talking to Paul. So we're still laying the foundation going into this WrestleMania. Next match of the night, the New Day versus DIY. Miz and Truth on commentary, but it ends in a DQ. Why? Because these teams are in that six-pack ladder match, the Judgment Day. They come and attack and put a stamp into this tag team division saying, like, hey, we are the Judgment Day. We are here to rule Monday Night Raw. And, oh, man, I like everyone starts getting a fight. Miz gets off commentary because it's just a big brawl with the Judgment Day, New Day, and DIY. And Truth's like, I'm on commentary tonight. I'm not fighting. And then you finally get Truth. But man, I was just like, we're heating up, baby. We're heating up. It's WrestleMania season. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. Jackie is backstage with Cody. And then they ask Cody, what did Rock say? He's like, I don't want to repeat what he said, but I don't think it's going to happen tonight. And I was like, Next up, we get Kathy with Gunther. And Giovanna Vinci's going to be in action. It was supposed to be Ivar and Andrade. But Gunther's like, hey, I don't think Sami Zayn's going to beat Bronson Reed tonight. You know, Sami, he's below me. I'm going to have this match at WrestleMania and retain my Intercontinental Championship. So a lot to take there with Gunther. And I really think after we go to the Bronson Reed match in a bit, I think my theory is really going to fully go in play here. Andrade versus Giovanna Vinci. Quick match. Andrade for the win. Let's get Andrade those W's. Let's get him. And it was just like, oh, man, I'm so super sweaty. Like, yeah, man, this show is so amazing so far. And we get Rhea Ripley with a Dirty Dom coming out there, calling out Becky, telling Becky, like, hey, you haven't been paying attention to me. You should be paying attention to mommy. Here comes Becky. And you talk about a back and forth, spicy promos between the two. And then Rhea Ripley really pissed off Becky by saying, like, hey, while I beat you and you're licking your wounds and stuff like that, sitting next to your daughter, she's going to call me mommy. Oh, my God, that face from Becky just changed. And she was just like, what? Fuck you. And she goes, talking about her being my proud mom and her dad and everything like that, and how her, you know, and how she's going to be this, and how being a mom is so fucking important, and it's not a joke and stuff like that. It's just one of those things where Dom's like, okay, all right, he's pulling Rhea. And she punches Dom in the face. Oh, even Pat McAfee had to do a replay, and she punched him in the face, and Dom went down. And Rhea, Becky, they go at it back and forth, and we're chanting, let them fight, let them fight. Like, this has gotten personal now. And I'm like, oh, finally. Because Becky has been just dealing with Liv, dealing with Nia. Like, I'm like, let's get to Rhea Ripley and you. This is what we're building towards at WrestleMania. So, great, great segment here. And I'm sitting in the back, oh, my God. I can't handle no more. Then we get Sammy. He sees Chad Gable, and Chad's like, hey, man, just do your thing. Get your head out of your ass, okay? And we go into Bronson Reed versus Sami Zayn. Guess what? Bronson Reed got the win because Gunther comes out and gets in Sammy's head, and Sammy loses the match. That's not the way this should go, but Gunther is playing mind tricks with Sami Zayn. Up next, we have Jey Uso, who cuts a promo on Shinsuke. It says, let's do this, yeet. But as he's cutting this promo, and gets interrupted by Solo and Jimmy, and they just have big, well, not Solo, but Jimmy has a big smile on his face, and he goes, no yeet, and walks off. And we go backstage with Sammy. He's getting mad at himself. He's like, why did I let Gunther get in my head? Chad's backstage. And this is where I think the Mickey and Rocky storyline is going to come into effect. Because Chad tells him, like, hey, you need to come at this differently. You got to come at this mentally and stuff like that. You need to change your mindset, and you need to change your game. You need to change your mentality of going at Gunther, and I can help you. And I was like, oh, all I heard is dun 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 dun. We're going to Philly Rocky style with these two. That I was like, okay, that's really going to be a thing. I'm down for it, man. Now, next up, we have Jey Uso versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Of course, here comes Jimmy and Solo. You know, Jey Uso got the win in Shinsuke. I feel bad for him. Now he's just kind of like blowing in the wind now again. But Jey Uso gets the win. Here comes Jimmy Solo. Here comes Cody. Here comes Seth. And then here comes Drew McIntyre laying out Seth. And it was just, everyone's like, CM Punk, CM Punk, you know. And before all this, Jey's about to go out there and Seth's like, hey, man, me and Cody, we just got some bad vibes here, but we got your back, brother. We got your back. So during all this chaos, Jimmy, Solo, Cody, and then Cody's backstage fighting. And all of a sudden, here comes The Rock. And everyone's like, oh, shit, The Rock's back. And he beats down Cody. Cody Blades. He's got blood. There's blood on the belt that The Rock said. He says, hey, you want to fuck with the final boss? Is that what you're trying to do, huh? You think I was going to let you talk all that shit? And he's cursing on TV, and he tells us, you don't fuck with the final boss. And I'm like, I'm sitting here like in shock and awe, like, fuck you, Rock. You know what I mean? I'm sitting here like, oh my God. My wife's like, don't cream yourself. I'm like, I don't know what to do because I this is next level shit here. And this is probably a Monday Night Raw that's going to go into the fucking history books for being the most memorable. Like, I have a lot of Raws that I go back to, and this is the one I would love to go back to just to see all this storytelling we're doing. And The Rock beating down Cody in a bloody mess, putting blood on the belt. And The Rock saying, Mama Rhodes, this is what's going to happen. You better be ready, and I'll hand you this belt. And that's the way we end the show, is with The Rock talking a lot of shit, cursing on TV. And that was probably, like, the best ending to a Monday Night Raw in a very long time. Because our hero was defeated, and the final boss was standing tall. And next week, we will have Roman and The Rock together. What's going to happen? I'm ready. I'm ready to tune in. I'm ready to tune in for SmackDown, because Raw just delivered on all levels tonight. Started off strong, ended off strong. 5 out of 5. WWE's on fire right now. They're selling out these stadiums, and they had to add more seats just so they could fill the building even more. So we got a huge WrestleMania coming up, and the boom is here. And The Rock, All right, y'all. Drop those comments below. Tell me what you thought of the show. What did you love? What did you hate? We're wrestling fans, folks. Let's talk here. Match of the night, Ricochet versus JD McDonagh. That's top bill right there. Everything else was nice little butter and toast, you know. Butter on my toast. That's what I mean. All right, y'all. Like and subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. I am KMB the Sexy Ninja, and remember that the New World Podcast is for life.
He remembers coming face to face with the Second City Saint and realizing that his arms were just too short to box with God.